a shark in the dark. Very sort of spark. I'm a light that's too bright for me to see.
All right, so I am in Lexington, Kentucky, not to be confused with Ventucky. Totally different things. Some people are listening in Ventucky. Ventura, they call
it. Oh, they call it Ventucky.
Yeah, because it's kind of Bakersfield by the beach.
Oh, I got you. Wow, I had no idea.
I love Ventura, California. So we're in Lexington, Kentucky.
The Bluegrass State.
The Bluegrass State. At the center point,
mothership.
The HQ
exactly
of Breadbox Media, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is exactly.
This is your first live show.
This is my very first live. This is my first time doing live radio. Well, I take it back. I was on Lino Rulli's show.
Oh, okay.
I was the Catholic guy. I was one of the bachelors on the dating game on there. But all right, kids, here we are. We're doing episode 200 here live.
So should we be introduced or should we just talk?
We're going to introduce you.
Oh, okay.
I was going to talk. It's my show, but then I was going to introduce you when it was time. But.
See, this is what happens.
You see what happens, Leo. You see what happens. This is what happens, Leo. All right. So with me is the founder of Breadbox Media, our illustrious leader and giant squid overlord.
Exactly.
Leo Freak Daddy Brown.
Exactly. Absolutely. Happy to be here.
And the lovely and talented, what's your name?
Beautiful. I would say beautiful as well.
Well, that, I mean, inside. They're freakishly tall and surprisingly tall. Timothy Putnam, host of Outside the Walls.
Well, hello, everybody. How you doing?
Timothy's been on the show before, but we weren't live. Yeah,
we weren't live. We were at the base of the Rockies.
Timothy, we were in a bunker.
Not unlike.
What do they call that? No, I was just saying NORAD, right? That's where you were.
Anytime I'm recording at the AI, especially if I'm down in the booth, I'll say I am in a bunker underneath the center of the new evangelization, nestled hidden somewhere in the Rockies. That's unlike NORAD.
Exactly.
But we actually were. We were in the conference room in the coffee house. We weren't in that. We weren't in the bunker.
I needed to be somewhat close to caffeine. I needed not only to drink it, but I needed the contact time.
You don't even. I mean, just being in my presence is you're just absorbing caffeine through the air. Because I've been around so much coffee for over the course of my life. You know, it's funny, people used to get in my car back when I had a roasting company, and they would be like, oh man, I love getting in your car. It always smells like coffee. And I didn't notice it because my world smelled, my house smelled like coffee, my office smelled.
It wasn't your car, it was you, right?
Everything in my world, there was coffee beans around all the time being delivered and stuff.
People think you've got this like dark olive skin or a good tan or something. It's really just coffee seeping out through your pores.
It's my musky Victor Mature like smell. So here we are in the counter position, episode 200 live. We've had some delicious Lexington barbecue, and I had a really nice bourbon. Bow and Blade.
I was unfamiliar with that until tonight, and I'm a Kentucky guy, so that's pretty interesting.
Last night
Louisville bourbon.
Yeah, so we went up to. I'm here with my friend Tim, and we've been hanging out in Cincinnati and over the Rhine. And I have to say, man, over the Rhine has just transformed.
An amazing place.
I mean, just I was here in the early '90s to visit, and it is just. I mean, just revitalized.
I think the band had something to do with that.
Well, they made it, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of put it on the map.
Over the Rhine. Well, and I love Karen and Linford. Ironically. Last time I saw Karen and Linford was in Boulder, and they said, next, if you come up to the farm, and I was going to interview them on the counter position. Ironically, they're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, just south of me this week at the Image Journal, the Glen workshop.
Okay.
They're doing a songwriting workshop. So I missed Over the Rhine when I came to Over the Rhine. So shout out to Karen and Linford Bearquist, if you will. Detweiler, sorry. If you're listening, so hopefully next trip to Cincinnati, I'll get to see them. Yeah, but Over the Rhine, I've been a fan of theirs for a million years. And when I found out, I didn't even know there was a name of a neighborhood. And
you just thought it was a band.
I found they were named after the neighborhood, and then we came out. Yeah, so it's beautiful. They're just doing the coolest stuff. I'm blown away by the architecture in Cincinnati.
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, it's just it's like a European city or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. All that 1800s Italian architecture. It's
you got to get up to Old St. Mary's. Have you been up there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
You haven't been inside yet.
Oh, though. Yeah. Amazing.
But just absolutely gorgeous. So, so we're hanging out in Cincinnati and just living a good life. And
The little jaunt down to Lexington, Kentucky. About an hour drive south.
Had my second batch of bourbon of the day. Okay. I'm on vacation. Leave me
alone. Hey, come on.
It's noon somewhere. That's what they always say, right? No, I had...
or 7 a.m. for that matter.
Right. I mean, look, when I went to California to attend Thomas Aquinas College, I was from Southern Missouri, and we're in my day and time, at least my class of people that I'm from in Southern Missouri, we didn't have this thing that you refer to as brunch. I didn't know that it existed, right? The first time I saw... very respectable people drinking mimosas and white wine at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I dove in with them, and then I was like, I drink it.
Where has this been?
I'm like, and the world didn't blow up. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, there's a whole time of day I could have been drinking that I've been missing out on. I mean, dang you, Missouri.
A whole new world.
It was it opened up a lot.
Speaking of Disney movies.
Exactly. A whole new world. I've seen two Disney movies.
It's really?
Yeah. No, where's that from?
Aladdin, man.
It's a long time. Maybe I kind of.
It's Robin Williams. It's classic.
Okay. Yeah, Timothy.
Did Robin Williams sing that song, though? I don't think so.
No, gosh, no.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, so... we are taking calls tonight, and if you're listening live, which I've asked a ton of you to do, we are taking calls, and you can call 573-4-BREAD-4 and talk to me and these guys. You can call and talk to us live for reals, and then they need to turn the radio down. They always say that.
Well, I mean, in this case, it's an app, so you don't have to turn.
You
got to pause the app and then make the call. That's probably the best bet.
Okay, so
probably they're making the call on the phone.
So west of the Rockies is 573-4-BREAD-4. East of the Rockies is 573-4-BREAD-4, and the wild card line on 573-4-BREAD-4. I've always wanted to do that. I'm a big fan of Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to say west of the Rockies. The wild card line. So, so please call. We want to talk to you. I'm hoping to get some calls over the course of the night from some people that you hear about on the show. I'm calling some of you out. Justin Schneer. Yeah, that means you have to drink if you're following along. I'm looking to you, and hopefully there's a group, there's a room full of people in Ventura, California. Yeah, drink. I forgot. Here, drink.
Oh, yeah. I guess we got to do that. All right. So,
we're having some water in the studio. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Should be having coffee with you in the studio.
Well, it's late. I'm old. So, so you can call 573-4-BREAD-4, and we're going to be taking your calls here. Just, I mean, honest to goodness, real, interactive radio. Radio without a net. Frontier radio.
Mm-hmm.
MASH radio. Triage radio.
We're radio on the net.
We are radio on...
This is not without a net.
Breadbox Media on the net without a net. There's the new tagline. All right. So, I've been wanting to do this for forever, to do a live show and take calls and stuff. So I'm really excited.
It took 200 episodes to get there, though.
It did take 200 episodes. I said, because I'm a tech moron. I still haven't figured out how to do a distant interview yet. So, which, by the way, I wish I was going to be in Lexington more. I'd like to get your help on this, our resident tech guru here, Timothy Putnam. So
necessity is the mother of invention.
There you go. All right. So... 573-4-BREAD-4, call in, and we will talk to you live for real with no barrier whatsoever. Just here for real.
No 7-second delay.
No 7-second delay. So don't cuss too bad, because
there's no FCC regulation here.
Right.
Please understand.
Catholic organization, though.
Sure it is. Yeah.
I want to keep. I guess as long as
I've heard some priests.
I've
cuss like sailors, so you know.
Well, that's, I'm some of my favorite priests cuss like sailors, but not on the air.
I've heard priests cuss at mass. What are you talking about?
All right, so the lovely and talented Ethan is taking calls in here in the other room. I forgot to introduce Ethan.
I'm trying to figure out if he's actually
and not to mention my friend Tim's in the studio too, is hands down the single smartest human being I know and one of the deepest, most amazing human beings. He's in my top 10. I'm a giant fan. And Ethan, my illustrious producer. So, all right. So here we are on El Contraposición Live. I'm going to start doing ins and outs, like different types of radio. Pomona, Pomona, Pomona. Viva la música. Romántica.
It's worldwide, so why not?
It is. That is such an inside joke. If anybody from Thomas Aquinas College back in the day, so we used to have this thing called the Midday Report. And it would be the entry for the Midday Report was that Pomona, Pomona, Pomona. Okay, I think we have a call. I mean, I'm getting a
no.
We don't?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought he was giving me the 1 second kind of thing. See, I'm an amateur at this live radio thing, as you can tell. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm normally like recording this stuff. Like, and I can stop and go make a coffee.
That's what's interesting about live radio versus podcast, right? So
that is true. And there we go. So, all right, let's head off to the break. You're listening to The Counter Position. We'll see you on the other side. Sing it, Perry West.
Let my sacred word to mutter. Ran too fast and turned to butter. I'm a bit too much for me to chew.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Let me skip across the pond. I'm an ocean on and on. I'm a fish with no bowl that I outgrew. Lift my blood. The only one on track.
Welcome back to The Counter Position. I am your humble host, Andrew Whaley, and we are in Lexington, Kentucky, in the Breadbox Media headquarters and evil genius lairs.
It is kind of that, right?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like it's a lair. Is it a lair?
It's very lair-like.
It is lair-like. It's lair-ish.
Well, you've got, you know, Patrick Stewart looking over your shoulder over here.
Oh, make it so. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. And a Jawa. Jean-Louis, well.
I thought you were talking about Leo. It's like, I thought we were talking about calling him Jean-Luc Picard. So we are on episode 200 on the bona fide, honest to goodness first live show of The Counter Position. We are taking calls. And as
573-4 bread 4.
573-4 bread 4, if you're west of the Rockies. 573-4 bread 4. That's like. And the wild card line is on 573-4 bread 4.
You're enjoying that way too much.
I am really enjoying that. Can we cue up the music to Coast to Coast for the next comeback? We'd probably get sued for that, wouldn't we? We're not on the FCC. All right, so on the line, yes, we have a caller. Imagine that. I am so stoked. My very first caller on my show forever and ever. Like, this is my very first ever caller is my friend, Jim Ducky Laurent. Ducky, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So
I am calling east of the Rockies, technically.
You are east.
Denver, which is not in the Rockies.
No, it's on the plains think. Right up next to the Rockies.
Okay. On the plains right
calling
next
from
to the Rockies.
Denver, Colorado. The Duckster. Yep. The Duckster. Duckerino. His Royal Duckness, yep. If you're not into the whole brevity thing. Jim is a close friend of mine. Also a close friend of, are you ready? Hold on, I gotta fill my glass again. Hold on. Also a close friend of Justin Schneer.
Yay!
Cheers.
Rest of drink.
Justin's name is a rule on my drinking game that goes along with my show.
Oh, yeah. So
anytime I mention his name, you have to drink.
Hope I can get to that status, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I talk about you so much, everybody would just be drunk, Ducky. Like, you know, we don't want to be responsible for that kind of thing. We could get sued. So how are things back in the old Denver, Colorado?
Good. Just drove down from Fort Collins and pulling into the great John Paul the Great Center for the New Evangelization to go to my school community for communion and liberation.
Oh, that's right. It is school community night. I've forgotten because I don't
know. So I'm calling in early so I can actually talk to you.
Nice. You should just redial us later and we could talk to, I could talk to the people in my school community because I never go.
Exactly. It's the only way you're going to get to school
community. The only way we could just do school community live on the air. So Ducky and I want to tell a story about how we met. So Ducky is close friends with other friends of mine, right? But so he was with a friend of mine from Thomas Aquinas College. Ducky did not go to Thomas Aquinas College. He went to Steubenville, and he majored in Ducky.
Singing in a field, playing guitar, speaking tongues.
Exactly. Wow. That was his major. Oh, no, it was English. I get those confused. I make this joke all the time. It's my one petty little thing I get, being one of the lone TACers in Denver.
So Ducky
went to Steubenville with the man whose name you'd have to drink if I said it, and the world famous World Youth Day hosting Chris Stefanik. But he was with a friend of mine from TAC, and we were out at a bar, and I find out he went to Steubenville, and so I'm like, so wait, when'd you go to Steubenville? And he tells me, and wait, do you know so and so? Do you know so and so? Yeah. And then I'm like, then he says to me, do you know Justin Schneer? Hold on, drink. So he asked me, and I'm like, he's my best friend. He's like, no, he's my best friend. Turns out that like we have this mutual close friend,
and it's sixth grade all over again.
It is. And I was like, nah. Yeah, exactly. And he was like, nah. Like, nah. And then that's when Ducky became my wingman. And he's a really poor wingman because I'm still single.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you're my wingman, I don't know.
Right. So Ducky's still single too. So if you're a beautiful young Catholic girl and you're looking for a nice guy that works at a leading financial institution, I mean, consider Jim Ducky Laurent. I mean, it's a leading financial institution, which is the name of the car.
What episode was that? On episode 175?
Yeah. I interviewed him like that. And he works in finance, so he can't use the name.
Oh, right.
On the air.
Because of compliance.
Right.
Yeah, and
so
a lot of stuff.
So he kept saying, when I started working at the leading financial institution, so the name of our show is called Leading Financial Institution with Jim Ducky Laurent. So, and so we've been friends.
SEC thing just kind of throws a wrench in the works, doesn't it?
We were roommates for like 2 months, and I've been roommates with his
stuff. No, longer than that.
And I've been roommates with your stuff for like a year, you know, so.
Yeah, I know. I knew it was going to come up at some point.
Like, I'm not going to rib you about that on the air.
I know. Now the whole public knows.
Jim moved out, but did not take his stuff out of my garage.
Wow.
I am Jim's storage place.
Sounds like yard sale time.
Yeah, so I just wanted to like publicly shame Ducky and be like, come get your stuff.
You could fund your new coffee shop with that
stuff. Right. We're gonna have a yard sale soon, and it's going to be called the Ducky
Sale. Because everybody's going to want pots and pans and old theology books.
Right.
But some people in our circles would want that.
They would want that. Yeah, I almost stole your... Yeah. I can't find my copy of Introduction to Christianity by Ratzinger, and I was wanting to do something with one of the quotes, and I saw yours out there, so I almost stole it. So I've been thinking about stealing your stuff. So you have to come get it. All right. So Jim is a listener of the show. A friend and a fan. Would you consider yourself a fan, Ducky?
Absolutely. I'm always a fan of the whale.
All right. Good. I got a fan of the whale. I mean, can't do much better than that. John Leindecker's trying to call in.
Oh, the Leindecker.
Oh, you're killing me. And the man whose name I can't speak or we'd all have to drink. Can't call in. Sorry, next time. Oh, you're killing me, bro.
What, next time? Yeah, next time you're in Kentucky.
Oh, that's it, man. I'm taking him. Right. I think I'm replacing you. I'm replacing him with you on the drinking game, Ducky.
Yes. Ooh. I finally made it. I paid my dues.
There you go.
I've gotten there.
All right, Leindecker, if you're listening, call 573-4-BREAD-4, and we'll get you on the air.
Eventually.
Yeah. So, all right, Duck. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, it was fun. Sir. Enjoy your time down in Kentucky. Drink some bourbon for me.
I totally will, and I'll see you when I get back to the Mile High City. We'll go compare bourbon notes. I had some great bourbon to tell you about, too, by the way. Yeah, all right, so thanks, Duck. Appreciate it.
All right.
That was Jim Ducky Laurent, one of my best friends in the world, and not a bad little fast dancer. Not a bad little fast dancer. I mean, he's got some skills.
Some ladies.
For dancing fast.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
And only fast.
Only. Well, no, he could. I don't know. I've never slow danced with him.
No, I got you.
I mean,
good to know.
I mean, I wouldn't know, Leo. Gosh, what are you implying? But no, he's not a bad little fast hitch. So yeah, Justin has officially said that he can't call in. I'm heartbroken. The one call that I wanted was from my best friend, Justin.
You just now dissed your last caller. You're saying you don't want anyone else?
No, I wanted the one I was really just was a non, the sine qua non, like the non-negotiable.
Oh yeah.
And but oh man, let's just cut this now. I'm done. This is it.
This is well, Leo, this looks is like we're doing the rest of it.
That's right.
Welcome to the counter position with Leo and Tim.
It's gonna be all politics if it's me. So I just think this is probably a better trajectory. Just
oh man, just don't get me started. Just about the dumpster fire that is reality right now. All right, so what were we talking about? Oh, so we had a really interesting conversation at dinner tonight. And
which is infinitely more exciting than politics right now.
It is. Everything is more exciting than politics right now,
or at least more appeasing.
Right? Oh God, I don't even.
More enticing.
I've ranted so much this last week, and I'm in such a good mood. Let's not even talk about it. So it's like, so we were talking. Well, for I'm new at this. I'm new at this.
Radio. He was throwing you the peace sign.
He told me the what sign. You got another caller. No, I'm almost done. All right, we're coming towards the end of the break.
That was 2 minutes. 2 minutes still.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, yeah. See, I'm usually by myself.
You never see these cues.
I don't see these cues.
This is like football. You're not supposed to stop.
I told you this radio without a net today. So I grew up in Southern Missouri, and I grew up like basically covered in mold from the humidity, and so I'm used to it. First 27 years of my life, but I left.
Right.
And in that 11 years in a few blocks from the beach in California, I went native. And then I lived through a really good spring and not too bad of a summer in Missouri, then went to Colorado for 4 years.
High desert.
And oh my gosh, I got off the plane yesterday and it is brutal.
It hits you.
Humidity is just insane here.
Got to swim through it.
I'd forgotten. I was like, you know, man, it's cost a lot to live in Denver. It's a great town. Why don't I just go back to the Midwest? Oh, yeah. Now I remember why I don't go back to the Midwest.
The reason the mosquitoes can get so big is because they don't
Ethan
have
Ethan says I'm fly. Number one. Did you see
yeah,
that?
That's right, yeah.
That's wrong finger.
I don't like
Put number one in our hearts, Andrew.
I just saw him in your heart, Ethan. So, yeah, the humidity is just like you just swim. It's just ridiculous.
You've got this lovely curly hairdo now because of the humidity.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's like
Little Orphan Annie here.
I have a big afro, but it's like it normally doesn't really do that, especially when it's this short. Mm-hmm. But it's out of hand in this humidity. You know, Leo, do you have that problem?
I never have a bad hair day. Just so you know.
Just a little soul patch kind of curls up
when it's that's right. Cute.
And on that note, let's head off to the break, and you're listening to The Counter Position. I am your host, Andrew Whalen.
Redbox Media now is a great way for you to go deeper with your favorite show or shows in our programming lineup. With our Friend of the Show opportunity, you get extra exclusive content from your favorite show hosts and lots of extra love from the shows and hosts you love. Become a friend of the show by clicking on the link on our website or app menu. Your $10 monthly premium membership will unlock an exclusive world just for you. Support your favorite show today as a friend of the show. Friend of the Show premium memberships exclusively for you with Breadbox Media.
People singing, please don't stay, please don't go.
Welcome back to The Counter Position. I am your humble host, Andrew Whaley, here on Breadbox Media. So we are in the Breadbox Media studios, and what were we talking about? Oh, the humidity. Right before we left, the humidity is just insane. But then we were talking about growing up, and we started talking about, I remember what it was. Mike Allen was talking about Ventura Highway, the song, when I mentioned Ventura. You are. Okay.
No, I'm a big America fan.
Are you going to make? I think we should make America great again.
The band has always been great. Now, I don't know what you're talking about.
I will support that.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean,
make America great again.
That's something
absolutely.
You can get behind.
I can get behind that.
It's
totally.
Like make bread great again, or it's
make wine great again. I mean, come on, right?
Make ABBA great again.
No, that's not really. What do you mean again?
Again, right? There, are ABBA? You? Are you a giant fan of ABBA? Or
no?
Oh, you know. come on, man, ABBA. There's something.
Speaking kind of fast dancing, right?
There's something really dancing.
I've got Andrew Whaley. You're Andrew Whaley. I've got Timothy Putnam in his in his office dancing to Dancing Queen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean,
he didn't know that I could overhear.
With the walls here, or like toward.
Well, there was something really in this in the stars that night. The sky so bright.
Exactly, and he was wearing earbuds, but it was so loud.
And he said, "Call me Fernando." Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I said the word Ventura talking at dinner, and you brought up the America song Ventura Highway.
I did,
and we and you questioned. I said that there was alligator lizards in the air.
I thought it was a misheard lyric.
You questioned my ears.
I did. I'm thinking that can't be actually the lyrics of that song. And you know what? It is.
It's alligator. And I tried to play it off and say, "Oh yeah, I mean those damn alligator lizards. I mean it's just ridiculous. But I mean they're just
Andrew. We still don't know what they are."
Actually, we do. I Wikipedia'd it.
Did you?
Tell me, what are they?
It is. The song is nostalgic, and he's referring back to a time on a trip where he saw clouds in the sky that looked like alligators.
How about that?
And so that's the alligator lizards in the air. It's the shape of the clouds that he saw as a child. According to Wikipedia, so you know it must be true.
So I was trying to pass it off to all these Kentuckians here at the table. Like, oh yeah, in California, around the Ventura, like on the South Central Coast, I mean, these damn alligator lizards, I mean, they're just all over you. Like, you're just like, you're brushing them off, like while you're trying to eat outside, you know. they're like little lizards. They're like the little alligator. They got little wings, and they're like little tiny dragons.
Sounds like Miami. That could happen.
No. Oh man. Did you listen to my episode where I told the epic Odyssean story of my one trip to Miami?
No, goodness no.
I was bitten by a dinosaur right on the nose while floating in a pool at a trailer park. It's like, well, a trailer park, to call it a trailer park might be giving it a little much.
In Miami, there's a trailer park in Miami.
It was like a trailer park where, it was actually a park where people parked semi-permanently RVs.
Okay.
They were like living in their RVs, and right. I had to pick a guy up, a friend of my mom.
And a dinosaur bit you on the nose.
I was like so freaked out by the situation when I got there and just the scene that I went and laid in the pool, and all I could just kind of see through the water, and the only thing above the water was my nose, and I saw something not unlike a small flying dinosaur come down and bite me on the nose. I am not kidding. It was brutal. It was absolutely ridiculous. And my face swelled up like Will Smith in Hitch.
And it could have been an alligator lizard, for all you know.
I think it was. It was one of those dang alligator lizards. Someone had imported it from Ventura Highway.
It was migrating.
So we started there. So we started with the Ventura Highway song and the alligator lizards. And we started talking about fireflies. Now, I think fireflies are spectacular. What do you guys think? Are you fans?
Oh yeah,
huge fan. Can't wait for them to appear every summer.
I mean, and the wonder in the children's eyes when all of a sudden,
yeah, especially when you have kids. Yeah,
there's like this neon, right, yeah, and it's like, where did that come from? Why is that there? It's like St. Elmo's fire or something,
right? And I was saying that I think that the reason that the middle of the country still has some wonder left, and it believes in magic, and it believes in God, and it believes there's something under the skin of this stuff, is because when you grow up with something as magnificent and take it for granted, something as magnificent as bugs whose rear ends light up, you know that there's something magical and kind of interesting.
And this doesn't happen on the coastland.
No, there are. I've never seen fireflies in California. People thought I was lying.
Sasquatch on the coast up there.
Well, yeah. I mean, we drink craft beer with him. I mean, we just hang out. I mean,
he's not magical.
No, I mean, he's just a big hairy guy. Yeah. I mean, but you meant
he's a hipster with a beard.
Oh, you meant the monster. I thought you were talking about the guy that we used to drink beer with named Sasquatch. No, I'm making that up. We didn't have a guy Sasquatch. No, I've never seen Bigfoot, but I have seen fireflies. So if anybody likes fireflies, I'd love to hear from you.
But there are some who have grown up and spent their entire lives and they've never seen a firefly. And that's
right.
Tragic.
People didn't believe me.
Yeah, when you told them about fireflies.
I'm telling them about fireflies like at college and like different people who had not grown up anywhere where they are. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what are you talking? No, they thought I was lying.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have been known to make things a little more interesting than current reality.
I haven't noticed that.
Well, I mean, you know, my grandpa used to say that stories are like campsites when you're a Boy Scout. I mean, you got to leave them better than you found them.
Right.
And so sometimes I think reality is like is a narrative, and so we should leave it a little better than we found it.
I like that.
What are you doing over there?
I'm getting ready to Facebook Live us. But speaking of, you know, I'm going to call you out because you said we leave reality better than we found it, but you're completely against augmented reality.
Well, that's true. I am. So, augmented, right? You mean like Pokemon?
Well, you know, I mean, so we're talking about Jennifer, who was at dinner with us, and
Jennifer Long
playing Pokemon Go.
Jennifer Longworth, who is obsessed with Pokemon,
at the dinner table with this amazing plate of barbecue in front of her,
and a bunch of handsome men having interesting conversations,
complaining too. That there's too much fat on the brisket, which I think is just
now that is just.
But here she is playing this Pokemon Go augmented reality, which basically is we have.
How do you augment reality with something that doesn't exist?
Right, and this is a question that I have because we talk about obsession. Can you obsess over something that isn't real, or does it become a delusion at that point?
Mm. I think, can you obsess over delusion?
That's a question I want to know the answer to.
I mean,
and Wikipedia does not have the answer.
Maybe so we should ask Ethan, because Ethan is obsessed with a delusion. Ethan was mocking Jennifer's level. What level are you, Ethan?
I'm 22.
Ethan,
is that good?
Level, I don't even 20, know. Is that good?
Moderately.
So. Do you play Pokemon Go when your girlfriend's around?
We may or may not go on Pokemon Go dates.
Oh
God. Wow. Help us all. What is going on with the world? We used to have good old-fashioned, shady good times. We used to do things that was completely unadvisable and possibly sinful. And these kids are going on Pokemon Go dates.
Now let's talk about technology and the deep...
Hey, wait. I just like to interrupt.
Jennifer, I'm obsessed with Pokemon Go Longworth on the call.
Now they're talking about you. Now it's time for you to enter into the show.
They didn't even warn us. She's just here.
Yeah.
They tried to spring us. Spring a Jennifer on us here.
Oh my gosh, and I the app is still on my phone, so I'm hearing myself now.
So you gotta pause the app and then hold on, I gotta pause my app.
While she's pausing the app.
The amateur.
Oh. Yeah, just gonna let you know.
This is the Bush League, Jennifer.
If you go to Facebook right now, facebook.com/ Timothy L. Putnam, we've got a live Facebook video going right now, so you can actually see the splendor that is Andrew Whaley.
We should put this up on the counter position feed.
Well, I can't log into your thing.
Oh, I know. We need to get Jennifer, can you do that?
Give me your phone.
All right, so
give me your phone. I'll put you up on Facebook. Come on.
Well, we're trying to. We got the Facebook Live, but it's on Timothy's. Yeah, it's Facebook. On
my. I want your listeners, man.
Yeah,
for my show.
You know what? I love my listeners, and you can't have either of them.
Well, I like the fact that I can watch this live right now on my phone while it's happening, and I'm a part of it.
That's crazy.
That's augmented reality.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How real is it?
Am I obsessing or am I delusional?
Well, we know you're delusional, but maybe not because of this. But all great entrepreneurs are a little delusional.
Have to be.
Okay, so Jennifer, what's your level right now?
13.
That's pretty
weak.
Them's fighting words.
So do you guys like try to catch each other like in that video that I posted? Do you guys like have Pokemon battle? Do you like, Pikachu, I choose you.
Hey, Ethan would totally kick my butt because he's level 22 or something, and I'm only level 13.
And yet, I have a feeling that you play more than he does, and you're just not very good.
No. No, I doubt it. I mean,
you were playing all through dinner.
Yeah, so, because Ethan put a lure on the Pokestop where we were sitting.
I have no idea what that means.
Right, jibber jabber. He put a lure, which he put a digital
No, but see, here, now I'll give you my true confession, Andrew.
Yes.
About... the Pokemon obsession. Are you ready?
Yes.
Because I didn't want to hear any more flack from you, which was impossible. I started a special Pokemon group in Facebook for old ladies playing Pokemon.
There you go. So how many members are there?
Some of my friends have an old ladies playing Pokemon Facebook group where we can actually share our joys and sorrows without fear of being ridiculed by our...
So what's the?
I think it beats bridge. You get more exercise than bridge doing that, yep. Right? So come on.
What's the address? It's like Bunko, right?
Yeah. How are we doing this?
What's the address of this group that you made? How would someone find this if he? Has
if you're an old lady and you want to play Pokemon with the Pokemon Go obsessed Jennifer Longworth, where would you go to?
old ladies playing Pokemon Go.
old ladies playing Pokemon. So all of you
on
listeners,
Facebook. It's a Facebook page.
It's a group.
It's a group.
Yeah, it's a Facebook group. Yeah. I have to approve you, so I can't like let you guys in because you ruined the place.
Well, I don't.
And we have
be there
had
anyway.
A creeper who I promptly kicked out. But
you had a creeper already.
We already had a creeper.
Okay, who joins a group called Old Ladies Playing Pokemon Go?
I bet it was Ethan. I bet Ethan's a creeper. So. All right, you're listening to The Counter Position. Let's go to the break. Oh, it's just so fun. See you on the other side.
In all the color glass, the painter's palette smash, all the colors of my soul.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
I'm a hyena laughing fool. I'm a hero without anyone to see. Love decked myself in toys. I'm a poor and kingly boy. Oh, I'm lovely. Oh, I'm lovely. And I'm dull.
Oh, that is the dulcet tones of the lovely and talented Perry West on the... coming back.
That's
in.
Good stuff. I like that a lot. I really do. You know, I'd like Perry, to hear more of that.
Perry is spectacular. I mean, he is just...
And he's your roommate.
Yeah. Well, he was a guy that worked for me when he was in high school out in California, and then he ended up moving to Denver, and I had a room open in the house, and so he's my roommate.
Not just a guy who leaves his stuff there.
Right. That would be ducky.
So if we wanted to find out more... Of the dulcet tones.
Yeah, where would we go?
Where would we go?
PerryWestMusic.com. Is that right, Perry, if you're listening? PerryWestMusic.com. Let's double check that. That's his brand new site. I'm not sure if it's up. But on Facebook, you can follow Perry West on Facebook. That is a song, Kooks and Kings, from his new upcoming record, Glass Half Full.
All right.
Man, Perry is amazing. I mean, he's like this.
He sounds very optimistic.
He's this guy that just, God made him to just like take experience, turn into metaphor, and then put it out there in a way that we can kind of take part in reality through his metaphor from our own perspective, which is what all the great lyricists and the great poets do. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's that level. I mean, he's like Dylan, Lennon, T.S. Eliot level.
Bono would be happy with him, because Bono said recently that church music was awful.
Well, Bono's right.
Bono is right. He's very right. I'm not saying he's wrong, but he would be happy with the lyricism.
Did you see the interview, the little video they did of Bono and Eugene
Levy
Peterson?
Oh, Peterson,
the guy that did the guy that translated the message and wrote like Run with Horses and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a video of them having a conversation about the Psalms, and it is spectacular.
Yeah, I've heard Bono talk a lot about that, about how the Psalms are really kind of the blues, right, of the whole...
You know, absolutely.
There's a lot of catharsis that happens through the Psalms, right? And if they're expressed well, it's going to sound more like blues than praise and worship.
Well, and I've heard, back in the day when I was involved with the Christian music industry, because all my friends were in it and stuff, I think it was Bono who said this, and it may have been T-Bone Burnett. I mean, it's one of the two. And Bono said that... There's two types of people in this world. There's people who read the Psalms and remember it as a happy book, and there's people who remember it as the blues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
It is the blues. I mean, my goodness, right?
I mean, my favorite T. Bern Burnett quote though is he said, "When you're a Christian artist, you have two options. You can write in the light, you can write about the light, or you can write in the light.
Mm-hmm.
It means you can write about God, or you can." Write about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Professor?
I don't know T Bone. I don't know who you're talking about.
We have a professor in
studio.
An unnamed professor.
No, I don't know who is this person, T Bone Burnett.
You don't know who T Bone Burnett is?
I know who he is.
You don't know who T Bone Burnett is?
No, I do not. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I just lost so much respect for you, Leo. T Bone Burnett, among other things, is the man who led Bob Dylan to Christ.
Okay.
Like the night that Dylan finally wanted to, he calls up T-Bone Burnett at like 1 o'clock in the morning, says, "Hey, get a bottle of whiskey and come over. I want to talk about Jesus."
No, wow.
And they drank a whole bottle of bourbon, and by the morning,
that's a good conversion experience. Yeah, if you ask me.
Dylan had
he was in the light at that point. Yeah.
And so but he's a more famous. He's a great singer songwriter in his own right, but he's more famous as kind of the music archivist and the person that does all the music for the Coen Brothers films, like Brother Where Art Thou?
Oh, and sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's a producer as well.
He's an incredible producer. Yeah,
Didn't he produce the album with Page and Krauss? Allison Krauss and
I don't know.
I think maybe he did.
Didn't he produce Mark Hurd, I think, back in the day?
Oh, I think he also produced did he do a Civil Wars album?
Oh, very likely. Yeah, he's gotten huge. And I mean, I knew him as like this minor figure with this past with Dylan, like in the Christian music industry. Then he started popping up as this music archivist and producer. And now
genius.
The guy's amazing. I mean, he's a really deep dude.
Mm-hmm. T-Bone.
With a name Burnett. Like T-Bone, yeah.
What is his, what is this song? There's a song or an album, I think it's called Criminal Under My Own Hat. Is that him or is that Mark Hurd?
That sounds like Mark Hurd, but I wouldn't put anything past it.
Mark Hurd, talk about an unappreciated, amazing genius of a human being. Mark Hurd, man.
Gosh, and Mark Coen.
We're just dragging out all these old. What about Bruce Coburn?
So driving here on my way from Texas to Kentucky to move to live, crossed over the bridge into Memphis.
Yeah,
and I had a playlist.
Yeah.
You've got to listen to Walking in Memphis. There, you've got to listen to the song Memphis by Booker T.
You got to listen to Graceland by...
And that was the third one. Graceland, Walking in Memphis, and Memphis by Booker T. Not with the MGs. It's actually a recent one, probably about, 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
Fabulous. That's for free.
What did that have to do with you?
Because we were talking... You went Mark Hurd. I said Mark Coen.
Mark Coen.
Right, so...
Oh, that's the Walking to Memphis
right,
guy.
Right, yeah.
Did he do anything else?
He did. Actually, he's got quite a few that are really good, but everyone knows Walking to Memphis because he was a Christian that night.
Yeah. Ma'am, I am.
She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? I said, ma'am, I am tonight.
But it has more power. That is a decent song.
That's more than a decent song. What are you talking about?
Walking with my feet 10 feet off a Beale and all that. I mean, but it's kind of cliche. It was kind of the radio song.
No, that's genius. Put on my blue suede shoes.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I mean, it's not Dylan, but it's good. Okay.
Have you spent time on Beale Street? That's an experience.
Not really.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so some friends of mine, I got a great story about Beale Street. So some friends of mine go down to an undergraduate philosophy conference in Memphis, right? And they're standing in the lobby of the Biltmore Hotel. And they're trying to figure out where to go eat. And there's this old black man in a dirty undershirt and these dress shoes sitting there. And he overhears them and he just goes, Interstate barbecue.
Interstate.
You will be satisfied. And they're like, okay, old timer, sold. Where's it at? And he says, Interstate barbecue. You will be satisfied. Okay, cool. I'm in. Where is Interstate barbecue? Interstate barbecue. You will be satisfied. I mean, and my friend Sean told me that like the sixth or seventh time he said that, he knew in the depths of his being that if he could find the Interstate barbecue, that he
would be satisfied.
He would experience a level of existential satisfaction that would just be the pinnacle of what man was created for.
So just to let you know, we've got Megan Harrison watching us right here on Facebook Live on your Facebook feed.
Who's Megan Harrison?
I don't know. She said, keep telling your story. We're getting your friends to join.
Oh, so, Megan Harrison. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And now my she knows.
Yeah.
Now
did they find knows. Interstate barbecue?
What's that? Yeah, they did. They had a great time. You interrupted me. I was like...
Lauren Kramer's also watching you here.
Who is?
I don't know.
Oh, Laura Kramer. Oh, my gosh. Hey, so, Laura.
They're never going to listen to you again.
Grab your husband and call. Come on. Get down here.
So I've been to Memphis several times.
573-4BREAD-4. If you want to be on the show, Laura Kramer, you and Ken should call in. 573.
We got a caller on the line right now.
We got a caller on the line. All right.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about barbecue.
How much time do we have there, Ethan?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, plenty of time.
All right, caller, who is it? Who are you? Speak, caller. Hello.
I'm really confused.
You are on the counter position. Who are you?
This is Ken.
Ken Kramer, ladies and gentlemen. Right, we just saw that that Laura was following us on Facebook. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I am spectacular. You are live on the air on the counter position.
Awesome. Well, everyone should know that we are saving the world from disease currently right now.
How are you saving the world from the disease?
We're playing the game Pandemic.
You are such...
Which is all about saving the world from disease.
Could be Pokemon Go.
Right. It could be like, at least you're playing a real game. Ethan, are you Pokemon Going in there right now? You're on your phone. Are you lying about Pokemon Go right now?
No, I'm going to now that you made me think about it.
So this is...
I don't Pokemon Go.
Okay, let me introduce my callers. This is the lovely and talented Ken Kramer, one of my closest friends on planet Earth, a man that I just got to see for the first time in a while, who lives on a reservation in Montana on the St. Paul Mission, and awesome. Is the a Catholic therapist counselor from Denver when I met him, from St. Raphael Counseling, and one of the most amazing, deep, real human beings that I know, Ken Kramer. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. And none of what he said is true.
That is not true. So how you made it back to Montana? Sounds like you were in Denver like
I did. Ago.
He's actually on a dental floss farm in Montana.
A dental floss farm. Is that where they farm dental floss?
Yeah, that's a Zappa reference. But anyway,
okay, that's really obscure. Mm-hmm. So you made it back okay, and now you're saving the world from the pandemic, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
I have never heard you this quiet my entire life.
What is the bottle of wine for, Andrew?
The bottle of wine?
What else would
it be? Wine?
It's a drinking game, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, wine.
It was on the video, man.
Oh, it was on the video.
the gig is
on your Facebook feed. You can see a bottle of wine.
It was a prop. It was Kool-Aid.
We started an Italian restaurant, and we really liked the candle holder, and they let us keep it.
Right, so we put Kool-Aid in the candle holder.
Andrew, the reason that I called in was because we were sitting here playing this amazing board game that, you know, really teaches you, you know, like, you know, critical thinking and, you know, makes your brain bigger, basically.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering if you could tell all of your listeners, why is it that you hate games so much?
Games are, especially while...
If everyone doesn't know that, Andrew hates games.
Okay, after the break, I will tell you why I hate games. You're on the counter. Listen to the counter position. We have Ken Kramer on the line. We will be right back.
I'll take your place, Marble Stone.